This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. And welcome to a new episode in the light of the Sahaba. With us today, inshallah ta'ala, is Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now we know that Aisha radiallahu anha has an illustrious, subhanallah, illustrious life. But we're going to talk about one particular incident that not was only a very severe trial for her, but as a trial for our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ went out on an expedition with the companions, and he took his wife Aisha radiallahu anha with him. Upon returning very close to Al-Madinah, and it was at night time, the Prophet ﷺ decided to take camp and to rest and not to enter into Al-Madinah at night time, as was his practice sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very early in the morning, just as they were about to leave, Aisha radiallahu anha, who was actually traveling in something called a hawdaj, which is like a small tent kind of structure that would go upon a camel. She would stay in there, it was fully curtained around, so she wouldn't know that she was inside there, hidden from the eyes of people. However, very early in the morning, she went away to answer the call of nature, Azzakum Allah. And then she went and she returned and she found that she had dropped her necklace. So she went back to look for her necklace. She spent a bit of time looking for this particular necklace. When she returned, she found that the Prophet ﷺ and the caravan had all left into the distance and they could not be seen. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she remained a wise person. She remained in the same place that they were the previous night. A short while later, a companion whose name was Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami, who was a noble companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he was coming up after the caravan. And he saw her from a distance and he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he said this out of surprise. He knew this was the wife of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he immediately he went over to her and he brought his camel. He did not say one word to her. And as Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, that the whole duration he did not speak to her once. The narrator of the story actually is Aisha radiallahu anha herself. And there's no better way of relating a story or telling the story than the person who actually lived the story itself. So Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that this particular companion, Safwan, he stood in front of her holding the reins of the camel while she took the ride on the camel and they walked into Al-Madinah. It would be very dangerous to leave Aisha radiallahu anha, a young girl, out in the desert on her own. As they entered into Al-Madinah, subhanallah, this was an opportunity for the munafiqun, the hypocrites, to hurt the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who was the head of the munafiqun, saw this as an opportunity to spread false rumors and to try and slander Aisha radiallahu anha. Upon reaching back to Al-Madinah, as Aisha radiallahu anha narration, she narrates that she actually fell ill. And she remained in her home for about a month. The illness was very, very severe for her, fever. However, the Prophet ﷺ, every time would visit her, she would feel that the Prophet ﷺ was not his normal self when he would visit her and he would spend time with her. She felt that there was a bit of a distance, but she didn't know the reason. After a month passed, she was with her friend whose name was Mistah. And as they were walking out, Mistah, she tripped up over a log or something like this. And she said, oh, may Allah be bereft or curse Mistah, a particular companion. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she was surprised. Why did you say something against one of your relatives? Now, this particular companion, radiallahu anhu, had unfortunately been caught up in the false slander against Aisha radiallahu anha. Mistah said, this particular companion, he's involved in the slander. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, what are you talking about? She said, you have not heard what the people of Medina are talking about? Aisha radiallahu anha was taken aback. What are the people talking about? It was then explained to her, subhanAllah, what the people were accusing her of when she had entered back into Medina with another companion. When she went back home, the Prophet ﷺ visited her. She then sought permission to go and stay by her parents' house, the house of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, and her mother, Rumman. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave her permission and she went back to the home. She explained to her mother, or asked her mother, is this really what the people are saying? How could people make up such a false slander about me? Rumman, the mother of Aisha radiallahu anhuma, said that, subhanAllah, this was unfortunately the way of some people. The evil people, the wrong-hearted people, they would always involve and people wouldn't be free from the speech of people. Not to worry about this. Eventually, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to visit her. And he said, Aisha radiallahu anha, I know that you are aware of what is being said. And if you have done something wrong, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and He will forgive you. The matter is easy. Aisha radiallahu anha replied, O Messenger of Allah, if I admit to something that I did not do, the people would not believe me anyway. I did not do anything. And she narrates, the only thing that came to my mind that I could remember is the story of Ya'qub alayhi salam when he lost his son, Yusuf alayhi salam. So she recited the verse from Surah Yusuf, Wallahu al-musta'anu amma tasifun, that all help is sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what they describe me with. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have an answer except to wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send revelation or to make clear the reality of the matter. During this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sought counsel with three different people. The Prophet alayhi wasallam went to visit Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, wa an abi. He said, Oh Usama, what do you know about Aisha radiallahu anha? And he said, Oh Messenger of Allah, that we have only heard good about Aisha radiallahu anha. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And Ali's response was, because he could see that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going through a very difficult time. This was not only a false accusation against the Aisha radiallahu anha, but this was an attack upon the household of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that affected the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam greatly. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, his response was, O Messenger of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not restricted you to stay with this situation, that if you wish to move on, then you have that right. This was a second counsel. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked Barira. Who is Barira? Barira was a young girl as well who served Aisha radiallahu anhu, who helped her with chores around the home. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Barira because she would know the inner secrets, the behavior of how Aisha was radiallahu anha when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not there. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Barira, what do you know about Aisha? Barira said, O Messenger of Allah, I have to be honest with you and I have to be open with you that there is one thing. Subhanallah, what was this thing? Barira radiallahu anha, she said, O Messenger of Allah, that there are times when Aisha radiallahu anha, she is kneading the dough to make some bread. And that there are times when she's quite tired, and while kneading the dough, subhanAllah, that she may fall asleep. And that when that happens, a small lamb on one occasion came in, ate some of the dough and left. This was the only thing that Barira radiallahu anha could mention as a form of negativity, and it was nothing anyway, subhanAllah, with regards to Aisha radiallahu anha. This proves that the character was a most noble character, a most upright individual that Aisha was radiallahu ta'ala anha. Upon hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he waited for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal something. During this time, as Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, that she cried so profusely that she felt as though her liver was going to split. She felt so sad and she was so upset about what was said concerning her and her husband as affecting the household of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a short while, Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed ayat in Surah An-Nur, chapter number 24 of the Quran, verses that until this day we still recite, subhanallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed Aisha from such a false accusation. That there are things that you deem to be wrong, but however in the end, they are a good situation for you. Subhanallah, until this day, we recite these beautiful verses in Surah An-Nur about the upright and noble character that Aisha radiallahu anha, that she had. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to approach and speak to Aisha radiallahu anha. And when it was said to her that these verses have been revealed concerning her freeing of this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and her mother Umruman radiallahu anhum said, "Thank the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam." She said, "Before I thank the Messenger alayhi wasallam, I need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This was the upbringing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught Aisha, that before anything and before everyone, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning our own situation. And alhamdulillah, we know that Aisha radiallahu anha was the most beloved wife to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the very last moments that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent on this earth, he sought permission to be in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he passed away on her lap radiallahu anha wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was indeed a great test for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Aisha, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this as a great benefit for us and raised and elevated their status in this dunya and then in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow their example. Allahumma ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.